Skipper placed a paw about Buckler's shoulders.
You'd be better waiting a bit, matey. See? She'll soon be conscious. Mayhaps she'll have a tale to tell. Then you can decide for yourself before dashing off.
Having bandaged and poulticed as much as she could, Sister Fumbrill revived Clarinna with a few drops of old elderberry wine, which she kept for medicinal purposes. The hair wife sat up, coughing and weeping. Marjoram spoke soothingly to her.
There, there. You're safe among friends now at the Abbey of Redwall. And look who's here. Buckler.
Clarinna clasped Buckler's paw tightly.
Oh, Buck. They slew Clarin and took our babes.
There was shock and disbelief in Buckler's voice.
Slew Clarin? Who was it? Tell me, tell me.
Droll Hogwife patted the young hare's back.
Easy now. Don't frighten her, sir. Tell us more about what happened, Ms. Clarinny.
Then the whole story came out. Though she was greatly distressed, Clarinna gave them chapter and verse.
Clarin and I were tending some apple seedlings. Our babes, Calla and Urfa, were in a basket lined with moss, taking their nap. Clarin was going to make them two little cradles from a nice pine log he'd found. But now he'll never make it or see our little ones grow up.
She broke off, weeping bitterly. Buckler waited for her tears to subside. Then he spoke softly.
Clarinna, tell us exactly what took place. Was it vermin that attacked you?
Her eyes went wide with horror at the recollection.
They came out of nowhere. We were surrounded. A big gang of rats led by a tall, dark-furred beast. One of them carried a rat's head stuck on a pike. The tall, dark one, he drew a broadsword, taunting Clarin until he was forced to draw his own blade. Then this strange beast said that he would fight Clarin. I remember his words for the rest of my life. He said, defeat me and your mate, the brats, and yourself will go free. But no beast has ever bested Zwilt the Shade, so you'll die. Poor Clarin. He didn't stand a chance, though he tried his best. The one called Zwilt toyed with him, wounding and taunting before he cut Clarin down. Then he took the medal which Clarin had given me from my neck. He gave his sword to one of the rats and took Clarin's blade. He said it was far superior to his own. Then he used it to wound my shoulder and strike me over the back of my head. I went down. He must have thought he'd slain me too. I heard him say to the others that he'd struck a blow for his ravagers and the Sable Queen. I must have passed out then. When I woke, it was late evening. Our babes were gone. Clarin was lying there dead. And the little home we'd built together was in ruins, robbed and plundered. I staggered off into the woodlands, calling out for my little ones. After that, I don't recall anything else until I woke up here. Oh, Buckler.
She broke down, grieving again. Buckler was rigid with sorrow and rage. He loosed his paw from Clarinna's, gritting out through clenched teeth.
Ravagers, eh? And there's that name again, Sable Queen. Ha! Now we have another one to add to the list. Zwilt the Shade, carrying my family's broadsword and the coin.
Clarinna fell back upon the pillow, wailing.
My babies! What would any beast want stealing two tiny leverets? Little helpless things.
Buckler's long rapier swished as he drew steel. Dry-eyed and stone-faced, he kissed the blade.
I swear that Zwilt the Shade and his ravagers, aye, and the one they call the Sable Queen, will die by my paw. Nor will I rest until the babes are safely back with their mother, the wife of my brother Clarin. I will wear the coin of the Blade Master and pass on my brother's broadsword to his son. I take this oath upon the honour of the Cordine family. This is my word.